So, hello. In this podcast, myself and Johnny are just doing a little bit of reflection on this last year and maybe a little bit of a look towards next year and what's been meaningful and what has stood out for us. Isn't that right, Johnny?
We jumped on this being the last podcast of 2025, and to really kind of reflect on the year that we've just had with Awakening Conscious Leadership. We had no idea what we were going to talk about, and it's wonderful what surfaced in our conversation together, the kind of co-creation that happened as a result. Enjoy the podcast and our reflections, and also it might hopefully stimulate some reflections for you of 2025, what you learned in 2025 as a listener, and perhaps the year ahead for you, what might be wanting to emerge for you in 2025. Those are some of the themes that we explored today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we hope you enjoy it and get whatever, take whatever you want, wish, take whatever you want from it. I'm muddling up my words now. And we look forward to hearing and seeing more guests in 2026. And do join us into the next year.
Emily, here we are,
Hi.
end of 2025, or end, yeah, toward, well, where are we now? Middle of December, kind of moving towards the end of the year. And what a year it's been with Awakening Conscious Leadership, the podcast. It's just been fantastic what's been unfolding in all of our conversations this year, and all the guests, that wonderful guests that we've had on the podcast, and the others that we've got lined up for next year already. So you and I wanted to get together and just kind of see what unfolds at the end of 2025.
Indeed. And you're right, it's great to meet just the two of us and just to reflect on all the different conversations we've had and the different topics we've covered. There's been such a huge variety. And I think also for us both as well, having done some more learning this year as well in terms of the Enneagram teams and having Renata on as well. I think there's been a lot of learning. It feels like there's been a lot of learning. It's been lovely. And learning from each of our guests, learning from the work that we've done, and also I think the sort of collaborative learning that happens when we have conversations with people and the things that unfold as we have conversations with people have been really, really interesting. And I
Yeah.
love how different guests have reflected differently at the end of our conversations as well.
Yeah. I mean, as I hear you talk about that, the learnings, absolutely. It's so wonderful that kind of, when more than two come together, well, even when two come together, but the learnings that surface in that space have been really kind of fantastic throughout the year. And just like, I've found myself at times with those insights just going, wow, that was like, it was a real key moments across the year.
What would you
Again,
say have been your biggest learnings from this year? And maybe that's to do with our conversations or
well, I mean, so many. I think, and again, in the theme of awakening conscious leadership, I think, what does it mean? So in terms of like awakening consciousness in leadership, and because originally, of course, we started off with the it being called leadership and spirituality, and we kind of broadened the canvas, as it were, to awakening conscious leadership. And then what's been awakening and unfolding and coming to light in our conversations has meant that so many different things have been coming into the space around awakening conscious leadership. And it's interesting when people kind of first come across the podcast, or they say, oh, I see you're doing that podcast, or I talk about our podcast, it's very interesting. The first thing they say is, oh, I love those themes. I love the themes so, and it's very interesting because those themes, we don't say these are the scheduler themes that we want. It's more about the guests who are in that space and what might unfold. So for me, I think the biggest learning is still for me, coming from a, I don't know, a business background in many respects, of like, this balance between trusting in the unknown and what might unfold versus, planning I'm a seven in the Enneagram, so I think the Enneagram has been a big learning for me this year, not only training in it, but when we had Renata on the podcast talking about that. Also, of course, we had Joe before, and so I think that this whole balance between kind of trusting in the unfolding, and I found that we just be trusting in that with awakening conscious leadership and whatever is what whatever we're sensing. And I think for me that's perhaps the not so much a learning, but a kind of a continued learning to trust that space, and to not want to contrive, control, all those other kind of things that that I might do in other areas. And in that respect, I find it's the most different thing I've done. I've allowed to let that just unfold. It's a bit like what's the surrender experiment, that book,
Absolutely.
to surrendering to what is wanting to unfold. And I've really loved that. Well, how about you?
Well, I mean, just talking about surrender, I mean, surrender is my word for the year. I chose in January. I'm holding up the image of the word that I've written down on my desk here. So yes, no, surrender has been my word for the year, and that's kind of come up as a continual theme, I think, both during my work and also during, podcast conversations and all sorts of different aspects of my life. And one of the things I think that's really come out for me over these conversations has been this: the it's there's something there about doing less, thinking less, leaning more into, and we talked to Nathan a few times about leaning into the somatic, leaning into the body. We've also spoken to, I think it was Rama, who spoke about listening to the whispers of the universe and that sort of intuitive sense. And we've had a lot of conversations with different client, different guests about that sort of tapping into almost a wider knowledge, a broader way of thinking, knowing, feeling, experiencing. And I think one of the biggest themes that's come up has been about being more rather than doing more. And certainly from a leadership context, that seems to be a really powerful way of moving forward. Doing less, listening more, listening both to self and to others. And I think for me, there's almost a theme of hope coming in here as well around, listening more away from the thinking mind, listening to body, listening to intuition, listening to each other, reconnecting, and the possibilities that that can actually cultivate and the hope that that can cultivate for our futures as a human race, as individuals, as groups, as organizations. And I sort of get the sense that there is more and more that's shifting towards that and away from this idea of do and think. So I feel quite hopeful going into 2026. To be honest, I'm really curious about what guests we have on in 2026 and where those will go, and the themes that will come out from those. But also hopeful for shifts and changes that will happen in 2026 that will lead to hopefully greater kind of awakening, greater levels of consciousness and better leadership generally, both for ourselves and others.
And there's so many things coming up for me as you speak, and a phrase, a few things that came up for me. One was an energy of excitement. I think, as you say, that awareness in self, and then awareness of the system and awareness of others. We talk about awakening that consciousness, that awareness, and it's interesting. I loved Simon when he said leadership happens at the edges. And for me, I just think that's
Yes,
just
that was so good, wasn't
a
it?
brilliant, and it's just key. It comes up all the time for me in terms of sensing of particularly innovation and where things are going and what's emerging, what's wanting to happen in the system, and that real sense of I used to call it, what's the zeitgeist, what's that kind of what's wanting to happen in that way. And I think, the word, I think it's Dan Siegel has been one of my favorite. I've read many, many, many books this year. Dan Siegel's Aware book was absolutely I loved. And I think he uses the phrase interbeing. And for me, this shifting interconnected consciousness, as you know, is like really dear to my heart. And I get a sense that we're getting closer to that. And I'm really curious as to what was going to emerge and what does that look like, that interbeing where we, become more aware of ourselves, but we then become more aware of our beyond self. And so that speaks to Hetty and the transpersonal, that ecosystemic side of things and our impact on others as leaders. Leadership doesn't happen in a vacuum. And where is leadership emerging from in the system? But of course, it all does start with the individual and how, as you say, that felt sense. And it's interesting because I was present. Well, it's really interesting. Arriving in the here and now. We talk about this all the time, don't we, with coaches, etc. And like being that felt sense and that awareness. And I think I've been increasingly getting as a result of all these conversations, as a result of all the work we do in our coaching professions and the studies and the training and stuff, this real sense of felt sense somatically and a result particularly work talking with Nathan and about somatics and and just before the session I glanced over on WhatsApp and I saw a message and something came up in me and it felt uneasy, so I felt mildly triggered. And I was like, oh, here I am coming into a session, and I hadn't been triggered about it. What is that? And it was like, and then I found myself just becoming more present in the moment, and being present here, and wanted to not want that to kind of murky the waters. And it was a felt sense in my body, and then I was able to then just let it go. And that for me is just like, when we get triggered in the moment, sometimes some of those the most challenging ones is how do we, between stimulus and response, we have a choice. And how do we,
And have that
yes. And so how do we,
that pause.
that moment and that pause in real time, because I was hitting record, I'm arriving, and I thought, well, no, I don't want to bring that into the session. I don't want to be, and I felt my mind being distracted, and being pulled away, hooked, with that. And I was like, no, bring myself back to here. And I thought, oh, well, I might as well share that because, in a way, so much of what we talk about is exactly that in leaders, because how often do we get distracted, pulled away from being present in the moment? And I just felt that that was, and that felt sense of knowing when we do get triggered, feeling that in our body. I felt it right smack in the center of my chest, that somatic. So I don't know. It was something again about starting with that whole know thyself, having that awareness, and then of course, importantly, the impact that has on others. If I had allowed that to be hooking me and triggering me here now, I wouldn't be present in the space. And how that might that then affect you, how that might affect the outcome of what we're talking about, and of course the listeners when they're listening to it. So I don't know, just sometimes, walking the talk, feeling it, sensing it was coming up for me as well. I don't know, that was what was arising.
It's interesting, isn't it? That aspect of being really present. And again, as a coach, and as a trainer of coaches, supervisor, and so on, mentor, that's just something that comes up time and time again within the coaching sphere. But of course, it's very present. It's very present. It's very real and very useful for all of us as human beings to be able to tap into that moment, that moment to moment experience, because actually, it's in those absolute moments of being completely present, then that's where connection happens. That's where we really connect with ourselves and with others. And it's so much of the time we're not present. So much of the time we are elsewhere, distracted. There is so much to distract us these days. And of course, with Christmas coming up, even more so. I feel like all the people I'm speaking to at the moment are distracted by huge amounts of work as they're trying to finish things before the Christmas period. They're distracted by Christmas itself and all the stuff that might be going on in the world around them as well, in the wider world too. There is plenty that can distract us, almost there's a real need to fight against that tide, and like you say, just take moments to let go. Just to, and I actually had a lovely moment in meditation this morning, which was really, I was so full. I've been up since 6:30, working on several projects that needed to finish before the end of the day, and there was just a moment of knowing, of letting go, and it was like putting down, a lot of shopping or putting down some really heavy bags. relaxing, letting go, unwinding, releasing muscles. So the mind letting go of doing and just stepping into and letting go of all the stuff that is around us, and actually, essentially being more present with the here and now, where actually nothing is necessarily going on, nothing needs to happen. We can choose to tap into mind if we need to. We can choose to tap into emotion. We can choose to tap into the doing. But it's choice when we have that moment. It's choice when we step into the moment-to-moment experience of just being. And it just makes me wonder where we could explore or have more unfolding conversations around that present moment experience and the power and the capacity that that give us as human beings.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, a bold statement here, but sometimes I don't know. Culturally, I don't know. I'm a very active person, do a lot of doing and stuff like that. And I think the, again, presence takes awareness. It takes being mindful. It takes building a practice. It takes, it takes discipline. It takes a number of different things. But first of all, and so I think it's quite interesting. It's not, it's a, like, as you say, like a muscle. And it's interesting you were talking The Power of Now, that classic book by Eckhart Tolle. I think it was Eckhart Tolle who wrote it. And I just thought, I once saw him talk as well, again, The Power of Now. And, starting to get a real sense of that power of now, as you say. And in a world when there's a lot of, as you're saying, I think distractions, disconnection from self because of the distractions, noise and interference, and a lot of, and therefore, what's coming up for me, if you think, I'm thinking about kind of theory U, in terms of the emerging future, what is wanting to emerge next year, and what is it that we might need to let go of in order to let come? I think it's something that, and maybe the attachment to distraction, I don't know what would happen if we were more connected. What would happen to the present moment, to each other?
Yeah, and there's something coming up for me as well as you speak there about trust. And there can be a lot of comfort, I think, in being busy. There can be a lot of comfort in having a busyness of mind and doing, because there's something, I guess, maybe in our society, in our culture, in who we are as human beings, that puts a lot of value and a lot of security in the act of doing and being busy and having a busy mind and being opinionated and all the rest of it. But to really trust and let go of all of that busyness and doing, and to fall into a letting go, if you like, falling into the present moment, falling into just being and seeing what arises. And there's a requirement then, isn't there, to really trust that something will arise, that there will be a possibility, an opportunity, and connection when we do let go, and bring ourselves much more into the present. So I think trust and hope are sort of themes that are emerging for me in terms of,
Yeah,
moving
and what was
forward.
coming up for me was around the soul and the ego. And it's something I'm kind of exploring more of at the moment, but the soul line and the goal line, but and also the soul and the ego. So, and it's really interesting, one of the big learnings this year, I was doing some training with Robert Diltz. And one of the big learnings there was around, the needs of the ego and the needs of the soul. And, how you actually, rather than being either or, how can they coexist? And I think it was Hetty who talks about the ego being the agent of the soul. Hetty being one of the guests on the show this year. It's very interesting because on one level, it was really interesting. I was looking at kind of a list of the needs of the ego and the needs of the soul, and how, for example, can ambition, needs of the ego, coexist with vision, purpose of the soul, kind of like how can certainty, needs of the ego, and stability, marry with, as you say, the unknown. So it's kind of like I always feel that interesting because you and I both recently did a course about polarities. I was going to say paradoxes, but polarity. And it feels to me that there's a kind of this polarity there. And certainly this dance between these polarities and the growth of what does it take to kind of like embrace both polarities and understand what is it? What was that phrase? In service, what was it? How does one serve or disserve? I think we were learning, in terms of around the different polarities, and there's the positives and the negatives of polarities, and how do you kind of then work at kind of integrating that path of integration, which came through. That's a key theme, isn't it, with polarities, that path of integration. How can you integrate those needs, the needs of the soul and the needs of the ego? Because we do have both of those needs, and they both have, there are important needs for us. So I don't know, that was surfacing as you were talking, it might be that we're going for certainty. However, in a world increasingly around change and uncertainty, how do we kind of like, balance those needs and what's actually happening? I don't know, as one thing.
Absolutely. And again, I think with all of this, there's a sense of and maybe it's something to do with winter, something kind of coming to the end of the year. For me, there's also something around allowing time for this all to kind of cogitate. And I think it was Simon Weston who put it in terms of composting and reweaving, and allowing things to settle and be considered and sat with, really, in order to be able to come out with new knowledge and new understanding and new insight, like around the polarities, for example. So, yes, I think there's something for me around the wintering of all of these ideas and the conversations that we've had. Allowing for the unfolding conversations that we've had over the year and the learnings and the insights to really settle and really be understood.
Yeah, and what's come out for me is that I remember that wonderful phrase that Jenny kind of mentioned in terms of Jenny Campbell was talking about the often she'd work when she works with teams going on a dream walk, and I don't know, suddenly imagined going on a wintry dream walk through a forest, it was coming to my mind, and what would it be like if we went on a dream walk with all of our guests? An imaginary one right now, and reflected on, as you say, that I love that phrase, the wintering and the composting, and the life is cycles, I think we often forget that we don't forget it because we live in the environment where there are those, particularly over here, that we do have seasons. Well, it seems very wet in the UK more often than not, but certainly I think that the those cycles, those nature's cycles, and that composting and weaving in and consolidating, it's a natural part of that process.
Yes, indeed. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the new year brings, what new guests we have coming our way. And I guess, if, for our listeners, if there are any requests for guests to be on the show, it'd be interesting to hear from guests if there are any individuals who might be worth a conversation. It'd be really interesting to have on the show. So there's an awful lot of possibility, I think, with the conversations to have in 2026 and further, to kind of build on some, maybe building on some of the themes that we've explored so far this year. Of which there have been many, and we've named a few of those, but also the possibility for new themes to come out, for new directions of conversation to unfold, for new possibilities in terms of how we are as human beings, and what it means to be an awakened conscious leader, both individually and as a leader of people.
Yeah, I love that. What does it mean to be an awakened conscious leader? I don't think you and I would want to put a definition on that.
No.
I think letting that unfold, and we don't know what we don't know. What is wanting to emerge? What might we need to let go of? And of course, our whole wonderful analogy of being a frog in boiling water. We're not aware of the water that we're in,
No.
that we swim in, and what would it be like if we stepped out of that? And again, that awakening of what is possible in the ocean of potentiality, as again, and so and what might unfold with that, particularly as you say, with regards to awakening conscious leadership, and for what is wanted from leaders in all areas of life, particularly as we move now into 2026.
Fantastic.
Wow. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. But what's coming up for you, Emily, in terms of kind of on a deeper level? You're talking about your meditation this morning, but what's kind of percolating for you, that felt sense, just going inward for a moment, just sensing, what are you sensing?
So I think what I think, what do I sense? I sense a sort of a shift, possibly more towards more presence, more trusting, more focus on that. More around allowing as well an unfolding of possibility, both in work life and in my personal life. So to see what unfolds, to allow for possibility. And it feels like there's a sort of a move towards the more spiritual, a move towards the more looking and sensing that connection with a wider sense of consciousness. It feels like 2025 was very busy. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of distractions. And it feels like maybe 2026 is the year for going deeper, for slowing down a little bit, but also connecting more to self and others and being more present and allowing and trusting that whatever comes will be right and will come.
Yeah, so funny as you were talking, and then you used the word, the classic phrase, slowing down to speed up, saying something. We're always kind of, I don't know, and what might be the, so yeah, it, I totally, and so as we now kind of look to close the last session of the year, I mean, who knows, another one might unfold between now and the end of the year, you never know, but at the
You never
moment,
know.
you never know. Really excited, and Emily, it's always a pleasure working with you. In a sense of we kind of create this space, and we co-create. And I think that's also been one of the biggest learnings for me, is the co-creation with you, but and with the guests when they arrive. And I know we're looking to do a roundtable in January, whereby we look to co-create with even more guests who've been on the show. And so I think this collective insight, this co-creation in the space when beings come together, I think one of the things that really enthralls entices, excites, these kind of words coming up for me. And so, yeah, it's a real privilege. So it's a privilege working with you and co-creating.
Yeah, thank you. And a great privilege working with you too, Johnny. I think we probably complement each other in the space, which is lovely. And there's a sort of sense of synergy and a joint joy in the unfolding of whatever comes into these spaces with our guests. And I think it's a real pleasure to work with you on these podcasts and see what comes up and in other situations as well. So thank you. Really enjoyable. And just a big shout out and a thank you to our listeners as well for tapping in, for listening, and commenting if you're commenting and liking the podcast. So thank you very much. And we wish everyone a great Christmas or great break, whatever it is you're doing over the next month or so. And a happy new year and welcome to 2026 when it comes.
Yes. Thank you all for listening. Looking forward to more podcasts next year. Thank you, Emily.